When the U.S. Army left the Presidio military base in San Francisco back in 1994, its 1,500 acres were turned into a national park, not surprising given the Presidio's extraordinary beauty. But there was a condition. To save taxpayer money, Congress created a federal corporation to transform the base into a park, and it had to become financially self-sustaining in 15 years or the government could sell it. Nancy Mullane reports.
The Presidio in San Francisco is one of the most spectacular stretches of land in the country. Rugged coastal cliffs, wild riparian woodland, and wide open dunes. And then there's the views, the burnt red of the Golden Gate Bridge spanning the bay, the San Francisco skyline, and hills to the east. When the U.S. Army decided to give the land up, Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi says some wanted to sell it. First, the Defense Department.
They just didn't know what they were talking about. Then some members of Congress thought, well, it'll be a good idea, we'll sell it and we'll make all this money. And we had to show that was a bad deal for the American taxpayer.
But everything in the Presidio wasn't beautiful. Hundreds of historic buildings were falling apart and needed to be fixed up. Its dunes and forests were filled with toxic waste, and they needed to be cleaned up. Estimated cost, $600 million. So Congress created the Presidio Trust and agreed to give it $300 million, spaced out over 15 years, to fix up the park. To make up the difference in needed funds, the Presidio has to raise additional revenue, primarily through lease fees. Today, the Presidio's marquee tenant is Lucasfilm. The film industry giant pays $5.5 million a year to lease 800,000 square feet of newly constructed office space in the park, a premium over downtown San Francisco commercial rates.
I probably have the most spectacular office in the entire Bay Area.
Micheline Chow is president and chief operating officer.
We're absolutely committed to the community, we're committed to the industry, we're committed to being here, and it's really important to us to be a magnet.
Attracting new tenants isn't a problem. Getting them into lease space is. The park's 500 historic buildings are protected and have to be rehabilitated and seismically retrofitted at a cost of millions of dollars per building before they can be leased out. So far, about a sixth of the building space has been fixed up and rented out. Craig Middleton is executive director of the Presidio Trust.
What we don't have is enough extra revenue to renovate these buildings and preserve the forest and do some of the things that we need to do to bring it up to a place where then it can be sustained.
According to a recent study on the state of the Presidio's finances, the trust is operationally in the black, but their cash reserves are small. The study said it was critical for the trust to bring in more philanthropic dollars to the project now to prepare for unseen economic conditions in the future. Meanwhile, local volunteers are working weekdays and weekends, trying to get done what the trust can't pay for, restoring the park's natural resources. Jan Blum is with the Dune Ecological Restoration Team, or DERT.
Unless we, you know, are imploded by some asteroid and, you know, the whole world is in chaos, I cannot imagine that the Congress would be allowed to take it over. I think the citizens of San Francisco would step up to the plate and bail pretty hard to keep the park.
Over the next 7 years, the Presidio Trust has plans to transform the main post parking lot into a 7-acre open green space and rehabilitate nearly all of its historic buildings. But the park's most ambitious plan of all is to be able to pay its own way by 2012. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Mullane in San Francisco.